Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
When's the last time Josh Briscoe, you think, just completely went short hair? Have you ever seen Briscoe with short hair?
I've seen Briscoe with all kinds of different hair.
Josh Briscoe joins us. Of course, he'll be hosting pre and post game right here on 96.5 The Fan. 3 hours before Chiefs Colts, the rare noon kickoff here in Kansas City. Briscoe, do you buy into the, hey, look, if things aren't going well, do you just cut your hair? You have pretty long hair right now, don't you?
I do, and I am just absolutely heartbroken to learn about this Jonathan India haircut. My opinion on him as a baseball player has changed tremendously in these last 30 seconds. I am right now, I am very near a year since my last haircut. I don't know exactly what that says about me. Renee has always had the ability to just veto any hair growing, and she says to keep letting it go, so I'm letting it go. But I did a full-on buzz cut, I think it was 2 years ago, basically. So I'm really just playing in the extremes right now after a few years of trying to keep it looking like relatively normal. I've also had, and Cody would know this, I have had blonde hair, I have had black hair, I have had half blonde, half brown hair. So I am no stranger to just mixing up the locks a little bit.
I will say in 10 years of knowing you, I think I've seen you in 20 different hairstyles and hair colors.
Yeah. And that's just the kind of energy that I provide. You know, I like to be able to bring a little bit of mystery. You know, we hear this voice on the radio talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. What's his hair look like? That's what people are asking on Sundays, win or lose. People are there for the postgame show wondering, man, I gotta know what Josh is working with in the lettuce department. I like to keep him guessing.
Maybe we're on the hair game. Should Mahomes go back to the old hair? Better player with the crazy hair, you know? Maybe he needs to get back to the old hair, you know? Maybe you cut it too soon.
I think there's a whole, like, Samson theory here, and I mean, Xavier Worthy cut his hair last offseason. I think we've seen a lot of that kind of refreshing in the new start there. Maybe just grow it out until you win a couple games in a row. I co-sign that.
This feels like I don't even want to call it a show bet, but just camaraderie here a little bit. You can join up if you want. If the Chiefs make it to the Super Bowl, will all of us agree to get buzz cuts?
Sure.
I might line up to get a tattoo or something.
I'll agree to not cut my hair until Mahomes, until they lose another game. If you think that it means they'll win the year rest of the way.
I do kind of like, I like,
do you know how bad my hair would look? Whew, I've never had long hair.
Yeah.
I think Cody grows it out, gold shaves. I think that's the split. I feel like Drew's done both probably, right?
Drew's bleached his hair before or whatever. Yeah.
So we're, Drew and I will do whatever, I imagine.
Okay, so there again, that's the deal. I will go buzz cut. If the Chiefs just make it to the Super Bowl, I will have a buzz cut Super Bowl week.
I was gonna say I want them to win to make that happen, but I do kind of think that the idea of like what happened last year, like if there is a Super Bowl loss, that you just go like sackcloth and ashes, and you just say, hey, we're just stripping it all the way down. We're gonna start over and do a little rebuild in the follicle department.
He just starts wearing some darker clothes and listening to My Chemical Romance. Head shaved.
All the things I can help you out with, Gold. If you need help on darker clothes,
please,
or My
please,
Chemical
yes,
Romance, I got you.
Yes.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest. I'm gonna withdraw from any of these bets because hey, Josh, I'm still waiting on a bet that potentially has me wearing a Hooters outfit here at the end of the season. So I'm going to...
Josh, yeah, that's happening. If Cincinnati, once they're officially eliminated from the postseason, Drew is going to be wearing a Hooters outfit, which is going to be disgusting.
Drew, you want to shave your head when they trade Joe Burrow to the Rams this offseason?
Okay, stop. No. Please stop. Please
he
stop.
He doesn't need that.
Please.
Let's talk about the game this Sunday. Vegas has him favored. I know there's lots of reasons to be like, the Colts have been the better team the entire year. There's no doubt. I guess just for starters, do you agree with us that the Chiefs are a better team than their record? Not that they deserve to have a different record, but that they are better than 5-5.
Yeah, it's like a perfect, like, there is a... there is a cosmic balance to what we saw last year to what we see this year from these Chiefs teams. Where last year, I think you say, hey, they're not quite as good as their record, but they deserve the record they have because they've made these plays in those clutch time moments. This year, I think they are a better team than their record indicates, but I think they deserve to be 5-5 because you have... Really, I mean, all five of those losses, you can go back and circle an individual moment and say, hey, if you make this play instead of giving up this play, you're undefeated right now. Now, obviously, that's not realistic. But to look back and to see exactly how specific those shortcomings have been, it's both the reason that I do legitimately think it's, like, fun to talk about what they could do as the 7 seed in the playoffs, and it's also the reason that they might be essentially out of the playoffs by Thanksgiving, I guess, if they lose 4 in a row and lose to the Colts and the Cowboys day after Thanksgiving, it's going to be funeral Black Friday.
Yeah.
So I really do think that there is absolutely truth to that, which, again, depending on how you want to look at it, I think can make you a little more optimistic about their playoff hopes, or it can make you a little more crazy because it's a really good football team that's 500 in late November.
Does Isaiah Pacheco being back in the mix and practicing change your feelings just about where this offense can go? Or are we at a point now where... We've all discussed when they're willing to run, when they're not willing to run, Kareem Hunt's effectiveness. I don't want to say does it not matter at all, but does it really change a whole lot for you knowing how they operate?
I think initially, and even like looking back at the Bills game, I thought maybe it did matter. At this point, and after the Broncos game, I really don't know. I mean, it's better to have him than not, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I think the idea even that he's going to be the number one running back the rest of the way might not even be the case. And I think that was always the plan for him through the first act of the season. And the Chiefs didn't add a major name in the running back room this offseason, I think in large part because they thought another year of Isaiah Pacheco with a full offseason off the injury would really lift the room. And frankly, I believe that. I think I was in studio with you guys during the Kareem Hunt signing, which was after the Elijah Mitchell signing. And it was, I remember having that conversation about the running back room. All that to say, the problem hasn't been Kareem Hunt. I mean, especially with how good he's been in short yardage and under center and on third downs. Like, those are specifically the types of situations where you want to have a running back who you can rely on. And frankly, like, much to his physical detriment, just seeing the wear and tear Kareem Hunt has taken these last 2 seasons, Hunt has been really good at that. He really has come through in those moments. So, again, better to have Pacheco than not. Maybe it makes it a little bit easier to give Pacheco 5 carries that Hunt wasn't going to get just because it immediately follows a play where Hunt has to, like, roll off the field just because he's taken such a beating. So I'm glad that, I guess, we don't know officially that he'll be back, I suppose, but I'm hopeful that he'll be back. I think it will be beneficial to the offense when he returns. But I think if they're going to run the ball 20 times, they're going to do it with whoever they've got. And obviously, they're not a team that runs the ball 20 times very often.
Do we overestimate their weapons? Xavier Worthy's obviously having a step back year up to this point. Maybe Rashee Rice just isn't the same after the injury just yet. I don't think that's crazy that next year, a full year removed from the injury, we'd see the normal one. But there is something about the weapons right now and the ability to get open that is concerning.
Oh, yeah, it's absolutely concerning. I know this is a crummy radio answer. I don't know. I haven't figured it out. I haven't decided for myself. It is a fair question to be asking here, a little bit beyond the midseason point. But man, I just so fully believed that this wide receiver room is deeper. It is more talented at the top. It is overall healthier, both in like the literal and the metaphorical sense. I really, really believed in this version of these weapons making life easier for Patrick Mahomes. And we know the offensive line is better. That one, I do know it's better, even though the offense has still had its issues. I still think that it is a worthwhile wide receiver room, and it's not one of the 5 best in football, but it's plenty good enough to be a more functional offense than what we've seen. Them having issues against, like, man coverage is weird, and in some of the specifics, and especially when you gotta have it in some of those late game drives when you just need to pick up first downs, or if not scoring altogether. I really think the only two options for me, just to be honest, the only two options for me is either that I got it wrong and the Chiefs got it wrong in terms of what we believe this group was going to be, or for some reason they have not been able to equal the sum of the parts. I still lean towards the second one, but it's obviously a reasonable conversation to have when the offense, The offense has those good underlying metrics that show you that the health of the unit altogether is better than it seems. But the overall health of the unit doesn't matter very much when in the fourth quarter you gotta have it and you can't get it. So it's really frustrating.
Do you think that fourth quarter issues, do you think those are more Patrick Mahomes or play calling, or like what do you attribute to in the final 8 minutes of the game for whatever reason they've stunk?
I mean, it's going to be a little bit of all of that, obviously, where you've seen some of those moments. We're not only like the times when it seems like Mahomes is pressing a little bit, or maybe he overshoots one of the deep balls early, or some of those picks that have obviously been really, really consequential this year. I also think that it seems like that snowballs when Mahomes is kind of, when Mahomes is perhaps losing a little bit of that instinctual faith in the structure. And I don't just mean the play calling there, but like especially before Simmons' return, we saw, especially against Buffalo, not a great defensive line, but you see that flash of color and Mahomes starts to speed up a little bit. He bails out of a pocket that maybe he shouldn't bail out of. Some of those things where we saw some bad habits in worse circumstances for Mahomes over the last couple of years, they really seem to even out during the first act or two of this season. And now seeing some of those things return, I think you can point to Mahomes there. I also just don't understand some of the stuff we've seen formationally. I don't understand why they have been so hesitant to run the ball in some of those situations. Cause like I think it is absolutely fair to critique Mahomes in some of these circumstances. But when you've got 4 minutes left in the game, 6 minutes left in the game, and you're either protecting a lead or just trying to march down the field and keep this thing together, it makes Patrick Mahomes' life easier if his first decision is on 2nd and 5, rather than 1st and 10, 2nd and 10, 3rd and 10, punt. The ability to just run the ball a little bit better and to get ahead of the sticks, run the ball a little more consistently even. I don't think they need to run it a lot better. I think creating a few more of those scenarios where Mahomes doesn't have to feel like he's got to do everything, I think that would go a really long way. Now, of course, the first time Kareem Hunt gets stuffed on 1st and 10 and now it's 2nd and 11, then you're going to see that pattern continue.
We're talking to Josh Briscoe here on 96.5 The Fan. He'll have pregame and postgame coverage on Sunday for the Chiefs Radio Network. Looking at the AFC, especially after last night, what you saw from Houston, what you saw from Buffalo, I think we all know, you know, the Chiefs have to handle their business first and foremost. And so that'll settle a lot of this. But did that change your view of, I guess, mainly the Texans and how challenging that could be if that game hopefully still matters in a few weeks?
Yeah, it really did. And I know that this isn't the first time that anyone has seen the Texans pass rush. And I feel like I've seen them mostly in flashes on Red Zone or days after looking back at the games. I don't feel like they've had a lot of primetime showcases for that pass rush. But holy smokes, man. I mean, it's good. Just that is one of those pass rushes where you just start hearing the Jaws music and you just go, oh, no, OK, this is a unit that is not only really good, that is dictate terms, that is limiting what Buffalo wants to do, that is getting to, he has an opportunity. I think I lost you guys.
You're good. We got
you're
you
here.
Oh, he doesn't hear us.
Okay, sorry. I heard a noise and I lost my connection. It is such a dominant unit that is able to rattle an opposing quarterback that way, and they're doing it, man. They're doing it with Davis Mills. Like, I know that they didn't beat the Bills because of Davis Mills, but I really thought like, okay, if this is going to be a significant absence for CJ Stroud, this is a Texans team that's has flaws of its own. And they started 0-3. I mean, yeah, they're fine. They're a fine team, but they were one of the teams that I kind of had circled that would be more likely to drop out of the race in the second half of the season rather than surge into it. They get the Colts next week. That'll be fascinating, obviously, depending on how the Chiefs show up on Sunday and then what that game looks like the week after. But really, really impressed with the Texans, and that I do find them more of a serious contender now than I would have told you they were yesterday.
Briscoe, are you with Vegas, I guess, lastly? Do you think the Chiefs beat the Colts on Sunday?
Man, I don't know. It is fascinating that they're favored in this game, and I guess I understand why, because the upside of the Kansas City Chiefs is so significant. I think I do. I'm certainly, I'll tell you this, I will not be needing to go to Vegas or even to open an app to make that's gonna let this sucker play. But I really do think that this is the last time the Chiefs can call benefit of the doubt. You know, they talked about a sense of urgency, that they're not overreacting and believing in what this team has done in the past, what they still can do going forward. it really takes a lot of air out of my sails that they looked so similar against Denver like they did before the bye against Buffalo. If this was the game out of the bye, I'd probably be able to talk myself into it all over again. I will very, very narrowly nod in the Chiefs' general direction in this game. I am not in any way confident about it, but if they win this game, I think we're going to feel unbelievably different on Monday, and we're going to be able to start doing the fun look ahead of, okay, they're probably not winning the division either way, but here's the path to the 7 seed, to being the most frustrating thing for a 2 seed to host in the actual playoffs in January. Or Indy, who's been excellent this year, if Indianapolis wins this game, I mean, we are going to be doing some, like, fan fiction where we're counting up losses where the Jags and the Texans and the Ravens could all stumble because they would need that. But I'll give them the benefit of recent history one more time here for the game on Sunday, and very, very, very much hope that they're able to get it done.
Lastly, 2 people, 3 people, 4 people now, I guess, on the text line wanting us to ask you, are you going to see Wicked, I guess the second one?
Yes, I will at some point, I'm sure. It honestly, I like to think of myself as a relatively cultured man, but I really didn't have any particular affinity for Wicked, but my wife did, so we went and saw the first one. I saw it once. We may rewatch the first one. This was a recent topic of conversation. There's a lot of football on TV, so I don't know. But I'm sure I will end up at part two here at some point, although I can't say it's my personal passion. I will be there. I will go to the movies. I will celebrate cinema, and I will stay married.
You didn't answer whether or not you're a Glinda or Elphaba, so we can't be sure that you're serious about it, you know?
No, I know. That's the thing, is I have offered to you know, fully cosplay whatever color palette I need to work with, and at some point I think Renee decided, you know what, I'm not gonna put you in a costume. We're just going to get you there.
There you go, Josh Briscoe.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.